Welcome to the Business of Sport, brought to you by Sports Finder. Every week, our CEO, Ahmad El-Hawly, and his co-host, Rob Yowell, founder of Gemini Sport, come together to break down the hottest topics in the world of the business of sport.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 24 of the Business in Sport. This is an emergency pod, emergency Twitter spaces. We are coming to you live after the very big news of Lionel Messi announces that he will 100% be joining Inter Miami. My co-host, as always, Mr. Robiel, welcome to the show, buddy. In the last 24 hours, we have found out that, or it has been announced that Lionel Messi will be joining Inter Miami. Now, for those of you that are not quite up to date with who Inter Miami are, is they previously made a similar move a few years back, I believe in 2000, in the mid 2000s, 2007, I'd say, where when David Beckham first moved into the MLS, he pretty much, you know, made a huge splash. Then he started this team after he finished. He launched into Miami. They built a stadium. They built a whole new team. He's an owner of Inter Miami. And ever since then, it's been groundbreaking news nonstop. I mean, they've had development after development. Miami's a beautiful city, beautiful club. Great place to be, not a hard place to convince people to come and live if the deal is right.
Rob? Are you here? Can you hear me now?
Are you back? Are you back?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. There you are.
All
there
right.
You are.
Well,
there you are. Fantastic.
Sorry for the little technical difficulties. Long time no speak. And you're right. We talked about the possibility of this. And here we are talking about it becoming reality. And, the news as big of a bombshell as what we talked about, yesterday, this is probably not coming out of the blue like yesterday's announcement, but this is certainly a major, this is a seismic move in the world of soccer, global football, and certainly, a huge stroke of genius for MLS as a league, and certainly Inter Miami as a club to bring arguably certainly the greatest living player in our time here, and depending on who you want to talk to, either the best or the second best soccer player ever to play in the U.S. Tipping the cap to Pele is probably still holding the crown for that. But this is big news. Yeah. And you and I have been going back and forth all day today on just all of the elements, not only of the deal, but the immediate impact that we're seeing of this deal. And then just certainly a little bit of the insight, the inner workings that I have of having put together the shirt deal for the client that's on the front of Inter Miami's kit right now. That's reaping some massive benefits from a few photos that have gone out with, Lionel in a Inter Miami kit.
Wow, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Our very own Mr. Robiel involved in the action from day one. Let's talk a bit about the deal. Let's break it down a bit and let's see. Let's just go through what's happened. Last week and the week before, all the week before, we spoke about in our segment about what would have to happen for the MLS, for Inter Miami to sign Messi. It wouldn't be a deal that was solely built by Inter Miami. It would have been a deal that would have been built by the whole league, because he's that sort of player that attracts a huge amount of money and demands it because his return is there. So we discussed, actually Rob said it. He said that it would have to be a deal where all the teams come together and pay up and make sure that Messi comes through. And that's pretty much what's happened with a few additional with a few additional things. So the deal that was put together was a percentage on subscriptions to the MLS season pass from Apple TV, paid directly by Apple to Messi, a percentage of Inter Miami shirt sales paid directly by Adidas to Messi, and also the possibility of acquiring an MLS franchise at the end of his career. Imagine an MLS franchise that's owned by Messi. Now, what helps this deal as well is that Messi already has a deal with Adidas that's worth an estimated $20 million a year. So it's an existing partner. So it really works from both ends. It works for Messi, it works for Inter Miami, and it works for Adidas and their existing partners with Inter Miami and David Beckham. He's got a long history with Adidas, who's the owner of Inter Miami. So we're seeing here all these worlds come together. The stars are aligning, you know, and when these things happen, that pretty much makes it a lot easier to put a deal this complicated together. Messi is in a situation now where he has the Saudis throwing, even as most recent as this morning, they threw at him $1.6 billion for 3 years. And he said no. That's ridiculous. So imagine, right, the impact that would have had on his decision making, and for him to have that conviction to still choose Miami over them, that's telling you a lot. One of the reasons that this has happened is why he didn't go to Saudi is he stated, he said, the last 2 years of my life, I've been very unhappy. I missed out a lot on my kids' schooling, their education, them growing up. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to go to somewhere where I can live comfortably, enjoy my life, and watch my kids grow up, as well as play football. And believe me, if you've been to Miami, you know it's an amazing place to live. The weather's good. The culture's good. You know, the real estate's good. It's just beautiful out there. So this is what we're seeing. This is how we're seeing this deal came together. I'll hand it over to you, Rob, to take us through a bit more of what you've heard, the specifics, so on and so on.
Well, you know, you've laid it out. There's lots of factors that come into play here. You know, he's got property in Miami. So he's already kind of, you know, got a comfort level and a home there. You're seeing the dominoes starting to fall. You know, the Messi announcement. You're seeing Tito Martinez being announced as the head coach. You're seeing now the rumors that there's a possibility that Di Maria may be added to Inter Miami. You're seeing that Inter Miami was just invited into the Libertadores, you know, from the competition. You've seen the ticket sales for games that Messi won't even play in have now tripled. You've seen season ticket sales blow through the roof. You've seen, you know, the game that would be his debut with Cruz Azul. I mean, it went from a $29 ticket to all of a sudden the get-in price is like $500. And they're talking about, you know, the possibility, given that they play in a renovated stadium in Fort Lauderdale that seats 18,000. They're talking about, do they move these games to Hard Rock Stadium, which seats, you know, host Super Bowls. So we know that it's 73,000 plus. We're just seeing, those little dominoes start to fall, and you've started to see some of the, the world reaction, right? Obviously, massive reaction amongst the global soccer community. There's some few people that are, that obviously, didn't get Messi as part of this deal. Certainly there was a possibility that he might sign here and go on loan to Barcelona for a proper send-off. But it doesn't appear that's going to happen. And it doesn't appear that Barcelona took that news, quite gracefully. And, their president Laporte has, made a comment that he respects Messi's decision to, take a situation with less demands, which I ironically think he has actually put himself in a position where he is going to have more demands because he is the face of a league now, not just a league. And again, not that a Premier League or La Liga or anybody, would need a Messi to be their face, but MLS in the biggest commercial market in the world that's hosting not only, Copa America next year, but also the World Cup in 26. He is the face of soccer in the U.S. for the next, 2.5 years on his MLS contract and beyond, because, the question is, will he defend his title, with Argentina in 26? Will he still be playing? Pretty likely he'll be playing in Copa America. We're watching, in real time. You and I have been kind of tracking this all day and bouncing back and forth, following social media numbers, which I know you'll kind of chime in here on a little bit, just on the immediate impact of what the Messi announcement has done. But, I talked with our client earlier today on the impact of now what this means for the exposure of their brand on the front of this kit, which we talked about, 2 years ago when we negotiated this deal on what if, and it was a what if a couple years ago. It was a possibility. It was discussed as a this is something that the ownership would like to do. And we kind of ran some preliminary numbers. Those numbers are getting blown through right now, just with the announcement. And I can only imagine what the sales are on a number 10, pink XBTO Inter Miami kit is right now. So it's exciting for anyone that is a fan of football here in the U.S. If you haven't had the opportunity to see Messi play live, you will soon get that. More importantly, you'll get to see him, to watch him play more along on our time clock. I'm sure all of the Inter Miami games are going to be available on Apple. He will certainly drive some Apple subscriptions. But more importantly, he is going to drive some massive interest in this game. Like no other player has in the history of the game. Even when Beckham was signed by the Galaxy in 2004 and that historic deal that landed him the franchise he now owns. This is going to be one of those deals. It'll be remembered like the Beckham deal. It worked for the Galaxy and Phil Anschutz. It got them a title. It certainly secured the largest, kit relationship. Certainly, I think it's one of the longest running now in MLS with Herbalife. Let's see what this Messi impact does, because, like you said, he does want to be a dad. He does want to be able to enjoy some family life. We're probably a little bit less obsessed with soccer players over here, but he's Messi, and so everybody knows him. So I don't know that he'll get that much relaxation. I don't think he'll be in the carpool line at the at his kid's school and not have somebody roll up on him for an autograph. But he's made this decision. I'm excited about what it means for the game. I'm excited what it means for our partners and clients. At XBTO, at Inter Miami and certainly MLS, and just as a fan of the game, I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Give XBTO a bit of a plug here. What do they do, and who are they?
XBTO is a they are a you know, financial services company that focuses on focused initially on, you know, on the crypto markets, you know, buying and selling it, but more, not as much, they're not an exchange as much as they are, you know, understanding the blockchain and you know, the investment and financial strategy in that space. So, you know, much less, they're not a crypto.com, certainly not a FTX, you know, very, very involved in Binance and Bitcoin and the Ethereum space. And, you know, certainly that's something that you're very, very familiar with as well. And so they're a company that based in the Bahamas, you know, moved their headquarters from New York, their U.S. headquarters from New York to Miami 3 years ago. And, you know, we worked with them to help secure the first jersey partnership with Inter Miami midway through the 2021 season, and we are here in the third year of that relationship, and fortunately we did include in that partnership a renewal clause that obviously it's in their court for a fee, there was a messy clause in there, so the Messi clause, you know, shall be activated and prorated, and here we go.
Wow, great play! You know?
I mean, look, you plan for these things, and even if, you know, certainly, if it didn't happen, no harm, no foul. There was a renewal and a kicker clause that wouldn't have been activated. He's coming. he'll be here. And so there it is.
So the clause that you guys would have put in, I don't want the exacts. I just wanted something, just give people an idea of how much of a difference it is. Is there, could you share potential multiples of pre-Messi, post-Messi? No exact figure, just where five times this amount, five times the amount, seven times the amount. Is it we just want to sort of see and understand the difference pre and post?
Well, I mean, you know, a couple things is that, you know, you never really know, right? You kind of look at when we're evaluating a deal like that, you know, we're looking at all kinds of factors on what we valued this deal under a broadcast deal that had, local broadcasts and then national broadcasts on Fox and ESPN. Then, how many times is Inter Miami on there? How far did they advance in playoffs? All those kinds of things. What's their social media following and all those? It's all these various places where the client, you know, the brand, and obviously when you're on the front of the kit, you're one of the premium partners. You're probably, it is the biggest relationship that a soccer club has, is that relationship that who's on the front of the kit. We valued what that exposure might be. And then you factor in, how many jerseys they sell and things like that. And, an announcement with, of the magnitude of Lionel Messi signing with the club, that jersey sales just took a spike. We've seen their social media numbers grow by over a million followers in just today. I think it's still growing. We have obviously seen the club invited to another tournament. I'm sure they're going to now be featured. Every game he plays in is going to be, the featured game on an MLS broadcast on Apple, you know, for the remainder of his time with the club. So all of those factors that kick in, you know, and look, we had a fixed number that triggers when he plays. So, you know, that number will kick in and you know, elevate, as opposed to, hey, we got to renegotiate a new number with Messi now playing. We kind of already negotiated in advance for that, not only for what the original deal was, but in the event that Messi came, there was just an automatic kicker, much like we do on a naming rights deal. And you're an arena, and maybe you're an NBA franchise, and then all of a sudden an NHL franchise moves into your building, or maybe a second NBA team comes into your building. And so all of a sudden the value of your building and your naming rights just got boosted by another 40 home games on TV from another tenant. Messi has a very similar factor by coming to Inter Miami. He has elevated a club that was already, you know, valued at over, you know, 600, 700 million. It was already, you know, a high profile club given its ownership with David Beckham. It was, you know, and now you drop in arguably the greatest, you know, one of the greatest players of our time, now donning the pink. It's now put it, you know, front and center on social media. He's got his global following is now, you know, shifting from, you know, PSG to, you know, Inter Miami and MLS, all of those factors. And every time they see him playing in MLS, he's going to have, you know, that XBTO, you know, across his chest every time he plays, much like he, you know, elevated, you know, Emirates with PSG. Obviously, he played with Rakuten and UNICEF and
Barcelona.
You know, and with Barcelona, and obviously, he's very much aligned with Adidas for the majority of his career. Adidas is the kit supplier for all MLS teams. The last two clubs he's played for have been Nike kits. So, yeah. You know, he is now, you know, head to toe in the three stripe life. So, you know, lots of synergies kind of come into play here for him at a stage in his career where, you know, rightfully so, he should be making the calls, and he has checked all the boxes holding the Anschutz trophy may be the next thing he does. Who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Messi is Messi. He's king. He's dominated Europe and the rest of the world for so many years. Now it's time for him to come and bring on North America onto his fan base, one of the biggest markets in the world. Let's look at some of these numbers, and we can then dive further into understanding this Messi effect. Number one, the tickets to his first game against Cruz Azul on July 21st at the moment are $481. The Game 3 NBA final ticket prices in Miami are at $416. That's number one. Number two is that they believe if we go down the history of Inter Miami, it was purchased at $25 million. It's earned Beckham has earned over $255 million over 5 years from it. Inter Miami is now worth valued at $600 million. They believe this will push it now to the $1 billion mark, and it'll become probably the second MLS team to be valued at $1 billion, which is insane if you ask me. And then let's look at some of the impact it's had at other clubs. Messi sold more PSG jerseys last year at $130 million in total revenue than the total revenue for the top earning MLS team, which is LAFC, which is $116 million. So there's unbelievable potential here to see Messi sell a ton of shirts, T-shirts, in the US to a population of over 300 million people, just based on the fact that it's Lionel Messi. Not to mention South America and where he's originally from. So what we're seeing here is this marketing powerhouse, this force that's come through now and pretty much going to change the whole landscape for the MLS. The MLS will never be the same again. It's going to be different from TV rights to commercial rights to deals all over the place. The prices of teams have just gone up. Whether it doesn't matter if it was 300 million yesterday or 400 million, all those teams have gone up because now the king of football is in the MLS, and he'll probably end up owning a team there, which makes that a very powerful real estate. Now, my next point is we're seeing here, and in my opinion, this is an unofficial, quiet war between, not physical war, like, you know, a business war between the Saudis and the US. The Saudis are spending billions. The US is doing what it's always great at doing, being creative, innovative, and bringing the greatest talent and really propping up their own sports and leagues. The MLS has seen great improvement over the last couple of years. It's on track and on par to become one of the top five best leagues in the world. And the team valuations, in my opinion, and from what I've seen, has the most potential because of the whole US sporting model. They're going to be the most expensive teams in the world in 10, 15 years' time. So, crazy times. Messi's coming to Miami. Messi's going to put the MLS on a whole different level. And we're going to see a lot more brands wanting to come and be a part of the MLS. And I reckon the next cycle of TV rights is going to be worth a lot more money than what it is now. So, and I think Apple TV might have to fork out a bit more money just to accommodate the streaming for Messi's games, because they will overload. People from all over the world will tune in and watch. Like, let's be real. Before I wasn't interested, I couldn't care less. But now Messi's playing, I want to watch. When Ronaldo went to Saudi Arabia, over 40 countries had cable networks tuning into every single game. Well, that was never happening before. Nobody cared about the Saudi Pro League. Like, we're just saying it the way it is. This is going to have the same impact. So reselling rights in local markets is going to be a crazy asset now. Because which soccer fan doesn't want to watch Messi? Whether you follow the MLS or not, you're always with intrigue. Whoever's doing all the behind-the-scene Amazon documentary style is going to kill it as well. Because all cameras are going to Miami. So it's just we're seeing the city of Miami go from strength to strength. And the MLS continues to grow and develop. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah, look, absolutely. I mean, we were talking about some of the social media numbers. You know, it started the day at 1.3 million. It was at 2.8 million and counting, you know, before we
it's
right
past
before we started.
4 now.
Yes, yeah, it's past 4 million now. I mean, it was getting over almost 300,000 followers an hour. 4,500 a minute, 73 new followers every second. I mean, it's like maddening. And oh, by the way, Inter Miami has got the approval to build their new stadium, Freedom Park, to open in 2025. You think the value of the naming rights just went up?
Well, I mean, I would build it within 12 months because I don't know that they'll be able to be ballistic.
Yeah, I don't know that they'll be able to but build it fast enough. But to quote the famous Captain Quint, we're going to need a bigger boat. And I think that was one of the comments that was made earlier, you know, on social media about, you know, the possibility of moving at least the Cruz Azul game and some of the other, you know, higher impact, like if LAFC comes in there. I mean, you know, just think of the games that they got remaining on their schedule. They could sell out. Hard Rock.
I'd be meeting with Governor DeSantis, meeting with Mayor Suarez, and I'd say, listen, folks, we have hit the jackpot. We need this stadium up and done in 12 months. We're working around the clock. Let's get this done. because those naming rights are going to be worth a lot of money, especially if our friend is playing. After, I don't know. But right now, it's got to be worth a ton of money.
And we're we're starting to see the effect. You know, we talked a little bit about obviously, you know, new coach, potentially, you know, new player addition. We're now starting to see, you know, who else is going to now come to MLS. You know, it's the rising tide, raises all ships. Here comes Sergio Ramos, rumored to be going to Atlanta. I mean, we saw Gareth Bale come over here. We've seen Zlatan come over here. We saw Beckham. We saw Wayne Rooney. Who's next? Who is that next, star? I mean, we've seen Modric step out possibly be leaving, Real Madrid. I mean, you start looking at some of these players that we've been watching, go through this generation. Who's next? Is Lewandowski gonna leave Barcelona in a couple years and end up? I mean, who knows? But Messi coming over here has raised the profile of this league, raised the stature of this league to a level now where it's the quality. We want to see the quality of play grow. It needs to. We're sending a lot of our younger talent overseas to develop and come back here. If our domestic league can get to a level of where it's, to your point, on par with, one of the top four leagues. I mean, obviously Bundesliga and Premier League and La Liga, Serie A kind of being the top four. But if we can get in there, and number five is Bundesliga 2. So if we can get, if MLS can get in there and be seen at that level, then, what does that do for, our next generation of soccer players that are going to grow up with a Copa America and a World Cup, at a time and the greatest player in the game playing, on American soil.
It's just crazy. I mean, we're seeing this development of American soccer happening in real time. And you know what? As I said before, the stars are just aligning because you're having these huge names that are now coming, not one at a time, they're coming now in couples, if not more. And we're going to see huge, huge attention being pushed towards the MLS. I mean, even NBA players were tweeting today. Kevin Durant, actually, he tweeted about Ramos coming. So this is what happens. When these cross sports and cross codes start to tune in and pretty much start promoting rival codes, I want to say rival, but other codes, that's when we're talking together, because now everyone's going to be talking about soccer. Everyone's going to be talking about the MLS. And we will see the growth. Now, my question to you is, the brands that have sponsors that play against Messi, does their value go up? And how do they measure that?
Well, the brands that are on the opposing team's kit, just got a lot more eyeballs.
Exactly. I mean,
so again, this is one of those things where why are the other 29 MLS teams chipping in? Because that one player has made their jersey kits that much more valuable, because that many more eyeballs are now watching their league and the games that they are playing against that man and Inter Miami. I mean, it is, again, I mentioned it when we ran the analysis on if Messi came. It was a 10x. It was a 10x on exposure, a jersey sales, exposure, eyeballs. I mean, just what he brought. I mean, you could run. I mean, Ronaldo was like a 7x if he would come to a team. So, you know, Messi coming still, you know, at a point to where his skills are still world class. We're not getting We're not getting a broken down, injured. He's been, you know, he's a shell of himself, Messi, which, you know, we got, that was kind of early days of what MLS kind of got with international stars. There were names, but they certainly weren't playing at their level. But when you got a Beckham that came over here and was, you know, bending free kicks in from 30 yards out, and Zlatan coming in and half volleying from 45 yards out in his first game and taking out a full page ad and saying, you're welcome. Those types of players coming over still with high level skills. Messi's coming over holding the Ballon d'Or, you know, the World Cup, you know, he's holding every trophy. You know, right now.
Sure.
And we're still getting a player that's got high skill level, and look, let's enjoy it. He's coming to a team that's last in the East. He's got some work to do. I'm pretty sure that Inter Miami is expecting some lift, not only in the ticket booth, but they're hopefully going to get some lift on the pitch as well. They need it. They've sacked their coach, Phil Neville.
Phil Neville just got sacked.
Yeah, he just got sacked. I mean, he's like, hey, couldn't you sack me after this Messi guy shows up? But obviously, you know, you get a caliber of Tino Martinez coming in, taking over the club. Messi's going to just, hopefully he's got pros around him. Let's not get enamored with the fact who you're playing with and just go play the game. Cause that's, you know, at the end of the day, this becomes certainly a win for MLS, but if Inter Miami doesn't make their move up the standings, then this becomes a very expensive attraction, you know, so to speak. I think they want to win. I think that's certainly the reason you make a move like this as well. And given what's going on in Southern Florida right now, with, you know, the Panthers in the Stanley Cup playoffs, you know, the Heat playing in the NBA playoffs, standards are high in South Florida right now. So you know, they're competing again, you know, for that sports dollar. So Messi gives them certainly an attraction, but if they're not winning games, then you know, there's still more work to be done, you know, on the player side, on the personnel side.
Yeah, speaking of the football side of things, what happens now is these players that will play with Messi will see things that they've never seen before in their lives. And from a confidence perspective, automatically they're going to be 100% more confident than what they were before. And mentally, they're going to be in a place where they're flying. Imagine playing with one of the best players in the world, if not the best player. The guy who just won a World Cup literally six or seven months ago. I mean, this effect down all the way to the academies and what's happening in the academies, him coming up in the Barcelona Academy, and, you know, going through all the tough challenges that he went through, because his rise wasn't imminent. Like it was a pretty tough journey from early on. He was ill and whatnot. So the impact that's going to happen on the footballing side is going to be just as great as the commercial side, because you're bringing somebody who is the king of football, literally. The insight he has, the knowledge he has, not many people in the world have. And what's happening is they're reuniting the old Barcelona team that played with him: Sergio Busquets, Angel Di Maria, Tito Martino, the coach. So this is what's happening. So they're in it to win it. They're splashing the cash.
Yeah,
they're in it to win it, and I think they're going to do very well. And there's going to be a huge change and difference, especially with the talent that's going to come out of the whole Miami, Florida area, because there's a lot of South Americans that live in that region.
Yeah.
So it's going to bring a lot of intrigue and talent from that region to the spotlight, and we're going to see a huge factory of talent coming through, in my opinion.
No, I would agree. I mean, very strong South American community in South Florida. The question is, is MLS going to start changing some of their roster restrictions to, allow more international players, to come in, increase their salary cap, things like that. So it'll be fun to watch, but, he is absolutely going to, be a game changer for them business wise, and I would agree that where his kids play, that'll be interesting. You got Beckham's son Romeo is playing in the Inter Academy system. Obviously there will be just lots of trickle down that comes from that. And, if you want to send your kid with MLS Next and just how MLS itself has started to extend their system, down into the youth development standpoint, hopefully we can get it right. Cause, obviously Messi, had medical issues when he was a young kid playing for New Old Boys. And, Barcelona was willing to make the medical commitment he needed in order to, because of his talent. He almost didn't happen. But he did. And I don't know that there's a club in the US that would have footed the bill it took to bring Messi to become Messi. I think that only happens in Europe, but I think we're maybe a step closer to understanding, in the American soccer system, how we can get a little bit closer to proper development of our players, and not leaning on the current club system that is more of a pay for play model, as opposed to let the talent, let's bring the talent in and develop it and then push it out overseas, or now let's push it up into our top professional league and make it a realistic goal to play professionally in the U.S. Like right now is, how do I get to the Premier League? How do I get to Europe? Maybe we get to the point to where, there's a young Argentinian star that says, hey, I want to go play in the MLS because that's where Messi is. So who knows? We'll see. I mean, obviously a lot to happen between now and then, but the last 48 hours, my friend, have been pretty full of news, and no one's even talking about Stanley Cup and NBA Finals. So, pretty incredible that what we're watching play out in front of us in sport, and certainly look, none of us are really surprised of how big of an impact Messi is. I think we all thought he'd end up here, and I think that. This is just a huge win for MLS, in general, and U.S. soccer as a whole.
Absolutely. Huge win, huge event, huge occasion. I think it's going to be a huge growth for the MLS. That pretty much brings us to the end of our segment. I think we've had an interesting 48 hours. We've covered a lot from two of the biggest sports in the world, golf and football, slash soccer. Great developments, one expected, one unexpected. Just like we do every week, we'll be back next week with more. Stay tuned. Thank you for all that tune in. Thank you for all that listen on our podcast. And we shall rejoin you guys next week. Thank you, Rob. Take care.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Take care.
Take care. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Finder podcast. Subscribe to our show for the latest episodes on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And for more information, check out our website at sportsfinda.com.